Gamertag Radio is on Play.it.
You can now watch Gamertag Radio live on Twitch.
Get all the latest news and coverage related to the gaming industry.
Join hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
Don't miss the crew record the podcast live Sundays, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, or Wednesdays, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Get involved with the conversation, send us questions, and be part of the show.
Gamertag Radio.
Follow us, twitch.tv/GamertagRadio.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen. Podcasting since 2005. You're listening to Gamertag Radio. With your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Here we go.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 684. This is your host, Danny, and I have Mr. Paris in the house. P is taking a day off here. Paris, what's going on, man? What's up?
Hey, good morning. Good morning to everyone that's here in our Twitch chat as well. Let's go ahead and kick off 684. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, man, so we got a lot of topics here, especially Comic-Con has been happening this weekend, too, man. Woo, lots of trailers, man. Woo.
Hey, I may or may not have seen a leaked video of the Infinity War trailer. I don't know, maybe. I could be crazy. I might have seen the Iron Spider suit, and I might have seen Thanos holding Thor's head like a freaking grape. I don't know. That could just be me.
Oh, man. I definitely got to search. See if it's true or not.
Or maybe you don't.
Head over to gamertagradio.com or go to play.it/gamertag and listen to our past episodes over there. And also you can watch us live on Twitch. Go to twitch.tv/gamertagradio. And we're going to have a lot of great content over there. And we just hit over 1,000 followers. 1,300 actually, right?
Yeah.
Over 1,300.
And we're actually getting new followers right now. So thank you to all the new people that are watching and giving us a follow.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
Yeah, man. Yeah, shout out to everybody, man. Sorry that I've been having some issues over here, man. Paris, I definitely have to step up my game and and get a brand new PC, man, later this year, man. Hopefully things will get better for us over here, man. But it's only been a week. It's only been a week, you know? So if you listen to our past, like, old episodes from back in the days, we had some crappy equipment. I think even some of us even used the Rock Band mic in order for us to podcast, because we didn't have like the money to buy better mics when we started podcasting back in the days. So, you know, that's how I see it right now with Twitch. We're going to slowly get better and better. And I think it's going to be good, man, in the future, man. And this has just only been a week. So imagine a year from now, Paris.
Oh, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And like you said, as far as the equipment thing goes, I mean, we're constantly learning new techniques and everything to do every day. I'm pretty happy with my setup. I think the one thing I need to do is get some better lighting in this room. I think my video quality could be a little better with some better lighting. So that's probably what's next for me. I don't know if I want to go the whole green screen route yet and do the whole chroma key so that, you know, only me is in the image and everything is on the background, but I'll experiment with it.
Yeah, cause, yeah.
You know, yourself, myself, Pete, we've been streaming a lot lately, and maybe that's a feature I'll add into it in the future, but so far so good. I'm very happy with our progress so far on Twitch. And like, again, I don't want to keep talking about Twitch so much because I don't want to ignore our podcast audience, because that's our home. That's what got us started here. The majority of the people are listening to us on the podcast right now. So definitely want to give a shout out to them as well. But I would encourage, if you ever like to see a live broadcast of us doing the podcast, you just go to twitch.tv/gamertagradio and you can check us out there. So let's just go ahead into the next topic. So the one thing that we'll be doing, just giving a heads up for our next episode, which will be Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Pacific, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're going to have the community manager from Bungie, Deej, on the show. He comes on every year at this point when they have a major Destiny release. And we're going to talk about Destiny 2. Obviously, this will be post beta. So we'll talk a little bit about our impressions of the beta, you know, what we thought of it. And then we're going to really get into a big discussion about the 3 years of Destiny and the community that's built around it. And maybe a little sneak peek towards what Bungie has planned for the rest of the summer leading up to the retail launch of Destiny 2 on September 6th. So again, if you're listening to this, if you're watching this, 6:30 p.m. Pacific, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, this coming Wednesday, we're going to have Deej on here live. And just one exciting announcement is Twitch has let us know that they will be featuring this on the front page when we have Deej on. So that'll be exciting. So hopefully we'll get some new people watching, and look forward to everyone's comments and feedback live in the chat room and then later on the podcast via email and voicemail.
Yeah. And another announcement, too, I want to say before we go to the topics is The Messenger is a podcast documentary is now available on iTunes. You could go over there and pre-order is only $5.99. Let me say this very quick. $5.99. You go over there, pre-order it. The movie officially is going to come out August 23rd. So we need your support. The reason why I'm really pushing this really, really hard is because we want the attention from other platforms like Netflix, Amazon, you know, and remember, they always check out the competition. They always check out iTunes, anything that's on the top of the charts. They want that content to their platform. So we need your support. Make sure to pre-order it. You get to see me there, my little life story there in the movie. And also you get to see P-Rock and also Paris in the house, too. It was a pretty good movie. We've been having screenings now all over the country. So hopefully you can check it out. It's only $5.99. Go to iTunes right now and pre-order it. All right, and support. All right, so let's go with the first topic, Paris. I believe there was a leak of Nintendo, more new trademarks from Nintendo, of I believe it was like the Nintendo 64 controller. And there's people are saying that it might happen that next year we might see a Nintendo 64 Classic. Your thoughts, if that's true, a Nintendo 64 Classic next year?
Not shocking at all that they would go this route, because you have to figure the Super NES Classic is going to be a huge financial success for them, same as the NES Classic was. So why not put out the N64 Classic as well? And like I've said here in the past few weeks, and I'll say it again, my thing is I no longer have interest in these. I do understand the mass consumer appeal for them, but I want the virtual console. I want these games on the Switch. That's where I want to play these games. So like with the Super NES Classic, I'm not going to bite on that. I won't be getting that. I'm going to wait to see what Nintendo actually does with the virtual console. Now, with that said, if the virtual console isn't what I expect it to be, and I'm wind up being disappointed with it, with the games lineup, then maybe I'll revisit it, because I like for example, the Super NES, I want to play Link to the Past, things like that. I mean, Zelda 64, there'll be 64 games that I'll want to play as well. So maybe it's something I can reconsider, but my hope is that the virtual console is going to be the solution for me since I have a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be people that don't probably have enough money to buy a Nintendo Switch, or maybe they just can't find it. Because right now, it's been like that for like the past few months. So the easiest thing for them maybe is to buy a Nintendo NES Classic or Super NES Classic, you know. So and if sometimes parents just want to save money, they'd rather just pay $80 than paying $300. So that part I understand. Plus, there's a whole crowd out there that just love the whole retro gaming. And to me, I love the NES, but the Super NES to me is like the thing that I love the most out of all consoles, Super Nintendo and Dreamcast, like are my favorites, period. So this is the console that I'm definitely going to be buying, and I'm going to be playing this a lot once it comes out. Maybe I'll stream it here too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's definitely something that we'll be able to do, is stream some of those games. But since we're already talking about these Nintendo classics, you had it later in the show, is the fact that pre-orders have been available now for the Super NES Classic. I guess Walmart had pre-orders up, things like that. So, you know, I'm sure they're probably sold out at this point. But
sold out within 40 minutes.
Right.
40 minutes.
But I would keep my, for anyone that is interested in it, though, keep your eyes open for Amazon, Walmart, Best Buy, etc. for new excuse me, new pre-orders that will be available. Yeah. And I'll say this, just personal shout out, because they've been a lifesaver for me. Follow Fat Kid Deals on Twitter. They're always on it. I see them anytime the Switch, for example, goes in stock, boom, they're on it immediately, and they post a link on Twitter. So I would recommend anyone in the chat room or listening right now, follow at Fat Kid Deals. And just keep them on alert, man, because they always have new tweets going out when any of these big consoles go up for pre-order. Because, hey, look, everyone waiting on the Scorpion. You want a Scorpion? When that eventually goes on pre-order, which will probably be like November 6th at this point. But when it does go on pre-order, you know, you'll get an alert and you'll be able to grab one.
Yeah, man, definitely. And I think there was a website they also had. Was it Amazon? I can't remember where. They had a Nintendo Switch up online for like a couple minutes, and those also sold out. And I believe too, in Japan, it sold out within seconds, 160 seconds. Yeah. It sold out a Nintendo Switch. So, man, it's getting a little difficult, man, to get those, man.
No, it is.
And, really
and,
difficult.
You know, and good for Nintendo. Good for Nintendo that this thing is still in very high demand. And, you know, we still haven't gotten to the real AAA title. I mean, look, Zelda's out there, obviously. You know, Splatoon 2 is coming out right now. But we haven't even gotten to the Mario Odysseys and just some of the other big titles that we know will eventually be coming to the Switch. So, you know, it's this holiday is definitely going to be a good time to pick up a Nintendo Switch. And like I said, as an owner of one now, I was a little skeptical at first, but I can say having one, it's definitely something that you want to own. It is a quality Nintendo product. And as long, and look, we know like Mario plus Rabbids is about to come out. Third parties are getting on board with this thing. And that's good, because we need that variety in our gaming library that only Nintendo can provide, and the unique features that Nintendo Switch will be able to give us as well. Because, I mean, the fact that you have that portable device, which is a legit console that you can take anywhere with you and play AAA games, is just a fantastic revelation. And I'm glad I was proven wrong.
And let me tell you, man, Splatoon 2, man, amazing, amazing game. Must have for Switch owners. And let me tell you, online, very, very smooth. Very, very smooth. The only issue, I think, was when the game launched, it was difficult for people to find the game online because the eShop wasn't working. Everything was running really, really slow. So, yeah, now everything is running good, man. And I'm always finding games. And I actually play a couple people from the GTR community that maybe they joined my game, or we randomly found each other through matchmaking. So it was good, man. So far, I'm loving Splatoon 2. Hopefully, in the future, I could talk more about it, because I want to go far in the single-player game. Right now, I'm about to hit level 10 multiplayer. So if you play the first one, I think you're going to love the second one even more. And it looks beautiful, man. Beautiful for a handheld device, or if you want to connect that to the TV, it looks amazing still, man. Looks amazing. Are you planning to get that game, Paris, or not? Because I know your son into like shooters.
Nah, it's not for me.
This is good for him, man, I think.
It's not for me.
Not for you?
No.
Okay.
Nah, I mean, the first one.
That's why I said your son.
Well, then my son can go get a job, because I'm not buying him the game. How about that? No, I don't know. I mean, he hasn't shown any interest in it. My kids haven't been like, oh, Dad, I want Splatoon 2. But as far as I go, I mean, you know, I checked out the first one when it came out, but just wasn't for me, you know.
Okay.
But I do get the appeal of it.
All right. So last month, I was reading the NPDs. Last one just came out. And
hey, hold on, Danny. Pete's in the chat room. Don't tell me what my son would or would not like. You don't know. All right, good.
Yeah. So I was reading the NPDs, man. PlayStation once again went on top, which I'm not surprised about. But this is an opportunity for Nintendo, man. They could have been number one 2 months in a row, but the lack of Nintendo Switch in different stores, It messed them up big time, I think, man. Big time, big time, big time. Your thoughts about that, Paris? Because you know how many people been wanting to buy a Nintendo Switch, but they can't find it anywhere?
Oh, my thought on that is, I mean, I basically called this, you know, already that, you know, Nintendo didn't expect this demand for the Switch. So they're literally making them right now as fast as they possibly can. And when you see what happened with the PlayStation, where they lowered the price, the gold edition, the 1 terabyte, all that stuff, they're still the leader in the clubhouse. And, you know, we don't get into fanboy wars here on Gamertag Radio, but it is what it is. they are the dominant force in gaming right now. And that console is still selling like gangbusters. Mm-hmm. And what we saw with this NPD, I think it was their highest selling June, period. I mean, and when you think about how long the PlayStation 4 has been out at this point, that here in 2017, this was their highest grossing June, you know, which is E3 and everything that goes along with that. So I think that says a lot about the PlayStation brand right now.
But let's take it back, Paris. What happened during June when we were at E3? They had a special for the gold.
That's what I just said.
Gold PlayStation 4.
That's what I just said.
Buy for cheap.
That's what I did. Yeah. I just said that. That's what I'm saying.
No, I know. I know you said that, but I'm just saying that that was one of the main reasons. Plus, it was a terabyte. I mean, I personally think it was the color was horrible of the of the console. But yeah, man, I think this is just the beginning for them, man. I think they're gonna do the same thing with the Pro this holiday season. They're gonna lower that price down, and it's gonna compete with the Scorpio, and it's gonna sell a lot.
I have a question for you.
What happened?
I have a question for you. See, yeah, I'm interrupting up? You now. See, I get to do it.
All right.
See how it feels? You mentioned the PlayStation 4 Pro. So yeah. You're now a 4K TV owner.
Oh, I haven't talked about
that. I know. So that's why I'm bringing it up now. You now own a 4K TV.
Yeah.
Will you get a PS4 Pro?
No.
Why? But hold on before you answer that.
Yeah.
But you will get an Xbox One X. So tell me why you would get an Xbox One X, but you wouldn't get a PlayStation 4 Pro now that you own a 4K TV.
I still haven't decided 100% with the Xbox One X. Still haven't decided yet. You know, because I connected to my Xbox One S, and it looks great. It looks good, man. And if I miss it, let's say I miss the Xbox One X, I'm still going to be playing the same game, so it's not like I'm missing out, you know. But we'll see.
You have a 4K TV now. That's my point.
I know.
So you were quick to say you wouldn't get a PS4 Pro, but yeah. Then you're on the fence about an Xbox One X. So what I'm asking is, what's the difference?
Because I'm still having a great time. I could still play all these games and those consoles, and I'm not missing out.
No. You're missing my point.
But for the PlayStation 4 Pro, Paris, like I could still play the regular PlayStation that I have, and I'm going to have the same experience that you have.
But you can do that on the Xbox too, is my point.
And I just said that
no,
too.
No, Paris. You're not hearing what I'm saying. You're considering getting an Xbox One X, but you're not considering getting a PlayStation 4 Pro. So I'm asking what's the difference, why you would still consider an Xbox One X, but not at all consider a PS4 Pro. That's what I'm asking.
Okay. The only difference is I could play virtual VR that's similar to the one on PC on an Xbox One X.
But I play
the PlayStation 4 VR, and I'm not really too thrilled about it. Like, some of the games really got me sick, man. So the only thing that I really want to try out on the Xbox One X is like the Oculus VR, maybe Vive 2. If those are compatible with Xbox One X, then yeah. But I've been saying since day one, it's all about VR. The reason why
what you're saying doesn't make sense in this vein. You just said that you tried PlayStation VR and it got you sick. You have absolutely no idea what Microsoft's VR solution would be and if that would get you sick or not.
But that's why I want to learn. I want to play. I want to see how it is.
So you would
I've never said I'm definitely going to buy it. I said maybe. I haven't said 100% I am going to buy it. Mm. So what's the difference?
Well, again, that's why I'm asking you what the difference is, because now that you have a 4K TV,
like, I don't know what else. What else you want me to say? I've been saying it since day one.
All I'm trying to understand is you were very quick to dismiss the PlayStation 4 Pro.
Yes,
but
yes.
You're still on the fence about the Xbox One X, and then your excuse now is VR when you have absolutely no idea what the VR is going to be for Xbox One.
That's not my excuse now. That you could go back to all the oldest episodes if you listen.
I'm asking you right now.
But I'm asking the question. Back. I'm answering the question, Paris. I said. And let me repeat this again. I have a 4K TV. Have I said I'm buying the Xbox One X because of 4K? No, I have never said that. I've been saying it. The only reason why I want to buy an Xbox One X is because of the VR. I want to try it out for the console. And if it's crappy, I won't buy it. I'm still going to have the same experience now. The same thing with a PlayStation 4. Same thing as PlayStation 4.
Okay, let me rephrase it then.
Horizon. I can still play Horizon on my PlayStation 4. just like you, Paris. The only difference, you're playing at 4K and I'm not, and I'm still having the same experience.
Let me rephrase the question then.
Okay.
You're not getting it for 4K. I get that. I understand. I'm looking at you dead in your eyes right now.
I am, too.
So I understand that you're not getting it for that. That's fine. That's good.
Okay.
What I am asking is, if you were to consider an Xbox One X, you're basically telling me you need to see what the VR solution is. That means you will not be there day one on November 7th then.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if they have a crazy cheap price or something, a deal that I could just trade in and make it cheaper, then maybe, yeah, you know what, I have like two Xbox One S here. So I could just trade one of them and get an Xbox One X. Now, if there's nothing like that, then I'm good. I don't know. I can still wait. It's not no rush for me to buy it. I prefer, honestly, if it was the three consoles and I don't have none of them, I think I would have bought the Nintendo Switch first, then the Xbox One X and the PlayStation 4 Pro, in my opinion, to me. Because I'm just a Nintendo fan and I like their games so far that's coming out this year, like RPGs, you know, Mario Odyssey, which is to me was like one of my favorite games for E3. I'm not like you guys that you guys are whole into the specs and the 4K stuff. Like I'm not.
No. That's take specs out of it. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I've said it since before you got a 4K TV. What's your incentive to get an Xbox One X? Now you're telling me it's VR. You're saying it's VR, right?
I get that. I've been saying it's not now, Paris. It's not now. I've been saying it for a long time.
No. You have been. I'm just getting clarification on it. That's all. Because now that you do have a 4K TV, you're still saying that's your reason. 4K isn't your driver to go get an Xbox One X or a PlayStation 4 Pro. It is VR. Mm-hmm. And you're not happy with the PlayStation VR experience, so you want to see what the Xbox VR experience is going to be. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, and one more thing too, like I've been hearing mixed things about the PlayStation 4 Pro, like when it comes to like some games is 4K, some is not updated. I don't know, it's just weird. I think that based on what I've read, it's not 100%, but it's what I read, it seems like the Xbox One X is easier to update those games to become 4K. Like, you know, so let's say if I invest money on a console for 4K, then based on that alone, I probably will get an Xbox One X. If it was the reason for 4K, you know, so, or if let's say later this, oh, look at Paris, he's dancing.
Yeah, we just got a new subscriber, DSLAC.
Oh, thanks a lot for the subscription, man. Thanks a lot. Now, but now if I'm one of you guys that's watching right now or listening to the podcast and you're undecided on which to buy, and later this year you find out that a PlayStation 4 Pro is cheaper than the Xbox One X, then me thinking, honestly, I will go with that PlayStation 4 because the PlayStation 4 Pro, just because of the price, go with that. You don't have to just stick with Xbox One X just because it's Xbox, you know? So I don't know. I'm not into the whole fanboy war or anything like that. I'm being real about it. This is the reason why I bought 4K TV, because people probably don't know the whole reason. So a couple nights ago, I was streaming on Twitch, and it was great. It was smooth. I was playing, I think, Halo 5 or something like that. So I turned it off. Then the next, it was raining over here. It was like pouring, lightning everywhere. The next day, I woke up and I turned on the TV and I only could hear the sound, but there was no picture. And I'm like, what the hell is going on, man? So I took it to the shop and then I found out that the panel just completely died. The only way I could fix it is going to cost a lot more money. For that same price, I'd rather just buy a brand new TV. So when I went online, I noticed that the Samsung, what happened? Why are you cracking up?
Okay, let me interrupt you on this one, because this is Pete's contribution to the podcast right now. Pete is saying in the chat, in all caps, pick a side, Danny. Pick a side.
I pick my side. Me, Danny, not you. Not a company. I pick my side. That's it. That's it. What is your side, Pete? What is your side? PC? Because that's all you've been playing? You play Xbox? You play PlayStation?
No, what I think Pete is saying, I'm going to speak for Pete here for a second, and he can correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah,
you seem to be making an excuse to get the Xbox, but dismissing PlayStation altogether. I think that's what he's trying to say.
But I mean, what else do you want me to do? I have a PlayStation 4. I have two Xbox One S.
Well, in other,
and I said but, maybe, but again, and I even said 100% I'm going to buy an Xbox One
but
X.
But I guess, again, that's the whole point which originally started this conversation, which has been great, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, it's good. It's good. I don't
you
care.
You already have an Xbox One X. You already have a PlayStation 4.
You're and a not, Switch.
You don't care about 4K. So yeah. You should not be considering either a Pro or an Xbox One X in 2017. I think that's the whole point that I'm trying to say here. And I think that's mm-hmm. what Pete's trying to say, too. You shouldn't even be looking at an Xbox One X because you don't care about 4K, because all the gaming experiences are going to be exactly the same on the One S. So you don't mm-hmm. need the One X to have those experiences, the same as the PlayStation 4 and the PS4 mm-hmm. Pro. The gaming experience is going to be the same on that. You've already said that VR is not an option on PlayStation for you because it made you sick and you didn't like it. I get that. Mm-hmm. I understand that. And I respect that. So mm-hmm. Xbox doesn't have a VR solution right now. We don't know what it's going to be.
No,
so,
I know.
So, yeah. So under that scenario, and I think you can agree with this, and I think everyone in the chat room can agree with this, you yeah. should be waiting until Xbox's VR solution has been fully realized mm-hmm. and is on the market so that you can experience it, and then you can make an educated decision on what you want to get as far as the next console.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And honestly, and I've been talking to you and Pete now for a couple of days, I think I would like to invest on a PC. And the reason is because I really want to take our channel and our podcast to the next level and maybe do some new things. So I'd rather do that. Now,
speaking on that, can I play a voicemail right now? Because I think this is the perfect segue into it. We got a voicemail here. I'm going to play it right now.
Hey, gentlemen. I just got done listening to your episode 683, and I heard Danny saying that he needed to get a PC, and he was going to ask Paris and Pete whether or not what he should get. Just a little tip. When I made my computer, my best buddy, he didn't help me at all. He said that it's a lot more fun to do it yourself. And I had to agree with him after I made it. It was so accomplishing when I made my computer. Although you can get them to, you know, give you some tips on what's better to use, but I would suggest figuring it out mostly on your own. But that's about it. You guys are doing a great job, and this is the first time I'm doing this, so I'm sorry if it was awkward. But talk to you later.
All right. So that was a voicemail, and he is saying he wants you to build this PC on your own. Like Pete and I... Discord channel, which by the way, everyone Discord, join our Discord channel. We just got partnered on Discord, by the way, so that's great. We'll have more information on that next week. But you know,
oh, it says no voicemail audio.
Yeah, it was super low, so sorry Twitch. You'll have to listen to the podcast, hear what he said. But in a nutshell, basically what he was saying was that Danny should build a PC, but Pete and I shouldn't do it for him. He should build it himself, do some of the research on his own, and then we can basically be in the background saying Pete and I to offer our guidance. But, and I do agree with what he's saying 100%. That actual feeling that you'll get from building it yourself, you will look at that computer and you go, I built that. I did that. That's me. I did that all myself. I think it would be a great experience for you to do. And I actually fully suggest that. And like I said, Pete and I will be here to help you, give you suggestions on parts to get and what you should get as far as parts. But the actual building of it, you need to do that on your own. I truly agree with that.
See, that now I'm kind of like in the middle now. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know if I should just get a desktop PC or I should get just a laptop, a very strong laptop. I don't know. I'm in the middle right now, so I'm still undecided. I'm still trying to figure things out. You know, the important thing to me is not because of the whole PC gaming thing. It's more about, man, I want to just edit the show better, do some live streams, maybe show some Nintendo Switch games here or even other consoles, just streaming on Twitch, because I've been having a lot of issues with my Mac, man. So I don't know. I'm trying to figure things out. So, but yeah, I believe you're planning to get a laptop, right?
Yeah, I mean, my needs are obviously a little different than yours because I do have my gaming PC. It's more than powerful enough to edit video and 4K and all that. So I'm at home. I'm actually good to go. I'm thinking more of a laptop for when we're at an E3 or at an event and we're getting content. I want to be able to edit that stuff on the go. So I'm going to need something that's powerful enough to be able to do that. And I want it to be powerful enough to actually edit in 4K as well. Just future-proofing myself and looking down the road. So that's kind of my main thing. And obviously, I don't need to get that today. I mean, that'll probably be something I'll look at, you know, towards the end of the year or maybe even early 2018. Like I said, I've had my eye on a few different laptop models that I'm considering. And, you know, Pete and I have been talking in the background as well. So I'll make up my mind, like I said, by the end of the year, what I want to get. But, you know, like I said at E3 this year when we were leaving, and I'm sticking to my word on that, I will not be at E3 next year without a laptop so that I can edit video when we do captures and stuff, because I'm 100% going to be doing that.
Speaking of PC, Paris, let's talk about our sponsor for this week.
Absolutely. And our sponsor, once again, is Western Digital. And I want to thank Western Digital for being a great sponsor of Gamertag Radio. And with Western Digital, you're now able to get solid-state drives and hard drives to fit your unique needs. When you add the superior performance of a Western Digital solid-state drive to your PC, you get blazing read speeds that you can boot your system quickly or load games and other applications. You know what's coming in a snap.
App.
Combined with the reliable Western Digital hard drive, you can get up to 6 terabytes of storage to keep your games library, direct feed video, podcasts, and more all in a single play. Let me tell you, when it's 4K video, you're going to need them damn 6 terabytes. Trust me. And for a limited time, Gamertag Radio listeners and watchers on Twitch, you can get 20% off a Western Digital solid state drive with coupon code WDGTR. And if you want to find out more about that, go to WD.com/GTR. Use our coupon code for 20% off, which is WDGTR. Hey, I say it every week. This is a fantastic deal. 20% off a solid state drive. Just trust me when I say, like Danny right now, you're trying to build a PC. You're going to want those high read speeds. You're going to want that extra storage space. Like I said, I have a 4 terabyte one myself to hold all my 4K video. You're going to want that stuff. And you'll be able to get 20% off of this with our coupon code WDGTR. Look, it's US only right now. We are talking to Western Digital behind the scenes to try and get this offer extended globally so that everyone that watches and listens to the show can take advantage of this. As soon as we have more information on that, we will let you guys know. But, you know, Danny, hey, you've heard Pete and I talking about this to death. Anything you want to add to this before we move on?
I mean, I'm definitely going to if I get a desktop PC, I think I'm definitely going to get this, man, because especially if I'm going to start editing videos. And Paris, remember E3, our experience, those files, I think was huge.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Very huge.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah, so you definitely need something like this, man, to have all those content there available for your computer. If you want to start editing and all that, you definitely need this, man.
I can tell you right now, this is, I'm looking at my Assassin's Creed Origins capture from E3 that we did at the Ubisoft event, 43 gigs because it was 4K. And I played.
That's one game.
Yeah, that was one game. I played for 45 minutes, an hour, something like that, 43 gigs. It's insane. So I'm just telling you,
oh my God,
you're going to want this space. So again, before we move on, that coupon code again is WDGTR. Website to go to WD.com/GTR. Get that 20% off. Take advantage today.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it. You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
Speaking of Ubisoft, Paris, I know you sent us a video of a new update coming up for Ghost Recon Wildlands. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so Ghost Recon Wildlands this fall, they're going to have 4v4 PvP in that open world. There's actually a closed beta going on right now. I had a listener of the show send me a link to it so I could sign up. I actually declined because it is kind of a little bit of a conflict of an interest. Obviously, if the if Ubisoft wanted the media in this closed beta, they would have reached out to us. So I didn't use it, but I do thank him for the offer. But they're also going to have another beta, looks like, here coming up just later this summer as well, to get people in, get feedback and everything. And like I said, the full 4v4 PvP will be out this fall. And I believe it is free. So if you own the game, it's going to be a free download and it's going to be enabled. Because it's funny, you know, when Pete and I were at Ubisoft Paris back in November, and we got to sit down with the development team and get an early look at the game. Oh, hey, hold on. BB Angel 726, thank you for the subscription. Woo! I can't dance right now because I'm talking about Ghost Recon, but thank you for the
subscription. I could dance.
There you go. Danny's dance. So going back to Ghost Recon, when we're at the Ubisoft Paris back in November, you know, talking to the dev team, you know, we kind of kept asking about, hey, multiplayer and all that. And they would kind of look at us and give us the wink and the nod, like, it's coming. But that's not our focus right now. And I actually think that was a smart thing for them to do because, look, let's get the co-op version. Let's get the open world of the game right first. Then let's go worry about multiplayer so we can, you know, focus all our efforts on that. And look, it, you know, again, with all the NPD numbers that's come out, Ghost Recon is the best selling game for 2017. You know, which
I'm not even surprised. I'm not surprised about that.
I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised at the same time. I'm surprised because I kind of figured something like a Zelda or maybe a Horizon Zero Dawn would be. But then when I think about it, you can pick up Ghost Recon on the Xbox, PlayStation, and PC. So it's basically available on all the platforms, right? So just being a multi-plat game, it makes a lot of sense that this is the highest selling game so far this year, because the other big games that have come out so far in 2017 have been platform exclusive in one way or another. So it makes sense in that. And look, the game's a ton of fun. I actually need to get back in and start playing it again. Our Discord channel. Look, this Discord channel wouldn't even exist if it wasn't for that game, because that's how it happened. A listener of this show decided to say, hey, I think I want to create a Discord channel and make it for GTR people. Would you guys be interested? We're like, absolutely. And now look where we are now. So shout out to Beaker for giving us that suggestion way back when. And that's where we are right now because of Ghost Recon Wildlands. And it is an absolute blast to play. I would suggest anyone watching or listening to this, pick it up on the PlayStation or on the PC or on the Xbox. I'm sorry.
You know, I was checking out on Twitter, and I believe there was like another Twitch streamer. His name is Darkness. You know Darkness.
Oh, yeah. Tim. Yeah, good dude.
Yeah, Tim. Shout out to him, man. So he was saying they should have added this in the beginning when they launched. Why are they releasing something like this months later to the game? So now my question is to you. You think he was right that they should have added this? Ubisoft should have added this?
I just said that, no, they were right to focus on the co-op and the open world part of the game first, then come to the multiplayer. Because here's the thing. If they would have rushed the multiplayer to market and didn't get it right, then when people do get hands on with it, they're like, oh, this sucks. I'm going to go back to Call of Duty, or I'm going to go back to Destiny or whatever, right? They're going to go back to the multiplayer game of choice. But if the development team can have an all hands on deck, focus on that multiplayer, get these closed betas, open betas, get feedback and get it right. If Ghost Recon multiplayer is right, then people look at Rainbow Six, which is another Ubisoft game. This is a classic example. Ubisoft got the Rainbow Six multiplayer experience right. And now it's a seasonal game. I mean, it is a huge esport game right now. It is one of the best selling Ubisoft titles to date. And this was like 6 months after it launched. It had slow sales and then magically picked up. That same scenario could happen with Ghost Recon. If you get a tactical 4v4 open world shooter with as big as Ghost Recon open world is in Bolivia, dude, it could be amazing. So I would rather them take their sweet ass time, get it right, and then I jump into the multiplayer and I'm like, wow, this is really fun. I want to play it. Gets that word of mouth. People that didn't buy it at launch can then run out and go buy it. Or people that already own it that put it on the shelf are like, oh, wait, I got to go check out this multiplayer now. Versus you put it out in March. It didn't work right. People shelved the game and it doesn't look another Ubisoft game, The Division. They didn't get The Division right at launch, right? People tried it. This isn't working right. This isn't working right. But then they've patched the hell out of it. And I guess it's a very fun, great experience now. But no one's touching it because they got soured on it at launch. And they're like, this doesn't work right. I'm done. But so, again, no, I think Tim is wrong in that scenario. I do think this was the right approach to launch the co-op first, get that right, then go to the multiplayer and get that right.
And what other topics that we have there, Pyrus? Because I don't have my Gmail open.
Halo. Steven Spielberg.
Oh, the Steven Spielberg one. Okay, so, Paris, we should talk about this because years ago, we were just sitting down, minding our own business inside the Microsoft booth because we were, I think we had an appointment with 343 to check out the new Halo game. Was it a Master Chief Collection? I think that was it at that time. So we were sitting down, you know, sitting down and stuff. And then I see Aisha Tyler. I'm like, oh, snap. Aisha Tyler's here, right? You know, hanging out, right? And then who comes out after her? Steven Spielberg. And we've seen him a couple times at E3. The first time I got to see him at E3 was in 2005. Peter Moore was showing him around, giving him a tour of the Xbox booth during E3. And this is when the Xbox 360 was coming out at that time and everything. So he was showing him Condemned. He was showing him also Perfect Dark and a couple other games around that time. So while we were there sitting down, we were listening to the conversation with Aisha Tyler and Steven Spielberg. They were actually talked about a little bit about the Halo series, but Steven Spielberg was saying that, yeah, it's coming out. You know, we just some things we have to work on. But, yeah, it looks good. Looks good. It's coming out soon. I was like, all right, that was years ago. How long was that? It was like, what, 3 years ago? Three, four?
2014.
And now it's still on. I thought it got canceled. So your thoughts, Paris, because, you know, this is like a big project for Microsoft and for Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, my thoughts on this is I'll believe it when I see it. That's my thought, because like you said, we heard that conversation back in 2014 and it's been crickets since. So if it's been in this long of development hell without any word to the public about what's going on, like again, Comic-Con literally just happened. Perfect opportunity. Get Spielberg out there, whoever's attached to the project, in front of a panel actually talking about, hey, we're doing the new Halo series. Here's what's coming. Expected in 2019 with blah, blah, blah. They're not doing any of that, which tells me it's a long ways off, if ever. So I just think this was just some PR speak to just go, oh, yeah, yeah, we're still working on it, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Maybe, and this is a big maybe in my opinion, maybe Phil Spencer comes out on stage, Bonnie Ross comes out on stage during E3 next year of 2018 to announce Halo 6, and then we get some more information about, oh, yeah, by the way, we got the live-action series tied to Halo 6. It'll be out November, and here's who's starring in it, blah, 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 or something like that, right? But I wouldn't hold my breath for it.
Do you think the Video Game Awards is the perfect time for them to show that trailer?
No, that's what I just said, E3.
E3? Okay. All right. I think, here's the thing, Paris. I think that's a show. It's not actually, yeah, if it's tied in with a new Halo, yeah, but I don't know. I think they should announce that before or after E3, not E3, in my opinion. It's not an actual game. Remember last time?
But the Video Game Awards is literally only about video games. At least at E3, Microsoft, that's just their platform to talk about whatever they want to talk about. If you put that in the middle of the Video Game Awards, especially what the Video Game Awards is becoming now, doesn't make sense to me.
Well, they did it last year with the Assassin's Creed movie. They showed a trailer of it. I think it was sponsored by Assassin's Creed. So they could do that with this. I think that's like the perfect, because like it's a video game theme. It's not just about video games.
I don't agree.
Just my opinion.
I don't agree with that because the Video Game Awards is about video games, not about movies. So even in your Assassin's Creed scenario, I mean, the movie was just about to come out. So yeah, you're just running a trailer that's playing everywhere else. But you're talking about doing actual announcement of, hey, let's get Steven Spielberg out there on the stage and say, all right, yeah, Halo's coming. Here's the date. Here's who's starring in it. They all do that. That's not the place for the Video Game Awards.
So E3 press conference from Xbox is the right place to do that?
I personally think no.
I want to buy the console.
But that's Microsoft's platform, though. That's Microsoft's platform. That's they're there to talk about their stuff that they're working on. There's nothing else going on. And they've done that in the past. So there is precedent that Microsoft would do something like that at an E3. It's not shocking for them to do something like that. Whereas if you were to trot all that out at the Video Game Awards, which basically is a Jeff Keighley event, you know, it doesn't fit. Because that's to celebrate the gaming industry. Your audience there is for the gaming industry. You're not trying to talk to a cinematic audience. You don't have CNN and all these other major publications that come to E3 to cover the whole E3 as a whole. Whereas the video game awards, you only got Polygon, IGN, etc. sitting there covering something like that. So again, if you want to reach the mass audience, then you do it at either A, an E3, or B, a Comic-Con. In my opinion, those two make the most sense for a Halo TV series.
I think more Comic-Con.
I agree. I would say more Comic-Con.
Yeah. And here's the thing, too. Remember years ago, remember the whole year when they were promoting the Xbox One and it was all about TV?
Yeah.
It will hurt Microsoft if they do that again and mix both into the press conference. I don't know. To me, it's just not that right.
Yeah. Talking it out again, like we both just agreed, I think it should be at Comic-Con, either San Diego or New York. That would make the most sense.
Yeah. San Diego is the big one, though, for sure. All right, so should we go with fan mail?
Let's do it.
All right, it's time for fan mail.
Fan mail at gamertagradio.com.
All right, so we have maybe some questions here.
I got one right in front of me.
Okay, go for it.
All right, this one is from Wayne, and he is saying he has second thoughts on buying an Xbox One X. He says, hey, guys, I'm lucky enough to have both a PS4 Pro and an Xbox One S with a 4K TV. Primarily, my preferred choice of console has been the Xbox since 2001. This is the first generation where I picked up a PlayStation. Mainly, I play Destiny on it with two close friends, one of which owns just the PlayStation 4 and the other owns both, but his main go is the PS4 too. I was going to trade in my 1S for the Xbox One X, but I'm now having second thoughts. My Xbox doesn't really get that much game time, especially as the exclusive side seems a bit dry, and what has come out hasn't really caught my attention. I prefer the controller and Xbox Live, but I find myself torn between a system that I prefer and one to which my friends play on. This is a little long, so let me skip through this.
Yeah.
Okay, and then he wraps it up and he goes, it's a hard choice as I do love my Xbox and been with them for a long time, yet I'm just not seeing the value in having one at the moment. And what with Destiny come out and most friends owning a PlayStation, especially my two main gaming buddies, what's the point in owning an Xbox? I'd love to hear your thoughts on the matter. So again, Wayne, thank you. Actually, I think he's here in the chat right now, by the way. Obviously, you just heard our conversation. We were talking about Xbox One X, PS4 Pro, 4K TV, the point of owning it. I get saying, hey, I'm not seeing the value of getting an Xbox One X for my 4K TV if the whole 4K experience doesn't matter to you since you already have a 1S. But at the same time, you own a 1S. There's value in owning an Xbox. Trust me, there will be games that will come out on the Xbox that you will enjoy. I understand your friends playing on the PlayStation right now. Destiny right now is the hot du jour. So you want to go play with your friends on the PlayStation. Here's the thing. You already own both. Enjoy both. You know what I'm saying? In my opinion, you don't need to make a choice. Now, like I said, you don't have to go pick up an Xbox One X. Microsoft isn't even telling you to go pick up an Xbox One X. That is just a choice. It is a premium product. So since you don't necessarily need that premium product, when a game comes out on Xbox that you truly want to enjoy, go play with your buddies on Xbox. But until then, go play with your buddies on PlayStation and go back and forth. There will be games on both platforms that everyone can enjoy. So just my mini rant before you talk for a second, Danny. This is the thing that drives me absolutely bananas about this whole console war thing. It doesn't need to be a freaking war. If you can afford all the consoles, then get them all, because that's what I do. Mm-hmm. The only reason that I don't own an Xbox right now is because of Xbox Play Anywhere. But I play Gears of War 4. I'll check out Crackdown 3. I play Forza Horizon 3. I'll get Forza 7. There are games on the Xbox platform that I want to play and I want to enjoy. Just because it may not necessarily be my primary platform that I play on doesn't make it a bad thing. Okay, yeah. Ran over. What do you guys say?
Yeah, no, totally agree. And honestly, like, I'm in the same situation, dude. Like, you know, like Paris asked me a couple minutes ago if I'm planning to get a PlayStation 4 Pro just because of... because I have a 4K TV. And honestly, I have all the systems. You know, if I'm happy with one console, I'm probably going to stick with that. Or I could wait until maybe the price is right. Late in the future, the price goes down, you could buy it, man. Right now, you don't have to buy You don't have to buy it. You can hold on, man. I think if your friends is on one console, stick with that, man. And that's the conversation I had with Paris and P a couple months ago. You know, the whole rumors when we read that Destiny might be coming out for the PC. And I told Paris, he has a lot of friends that he plays with on the PlayStation 4 on Destiny all the time. Stick with that. And if he wants to get the PC version, go for it too later, man. You know, but stick with the one where you're going to have the most fun with, man, especially with your friends. I think, you know, the whole specs and all that, I don't care about that crap, man. You know, I'm more of how I'm having fun. I'm having fun locally. I'm having fun online with other friends. I think that to me is like the most important thing to me. And plus, have the right games too out, man. So, that's what I have to say, man. I don't want to repeat myself here all the time.
Yeah. We talked about this already on the show, but thank you, Wayne, for that email. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, man. All the way from the UK, I believe, right?
He's in the UK.
All right, so we have another question here, or what? Sorry, I don't have my Gmail open. I don't want to slow down the stream.
Yeah, I was looking to see if we had some actual questions here in the chat, but I'm not seeing anything specific unless I had to scroll way up.
No, you guys could post. I think in Discord we have a fan mail question.
I have Discord closed. If you can read that, please.
All right, so this is from One Subset. What's up, Gamertag Radio crew? I'm really digging the whole relationship you started with Twitch. Well, thank you, sir. Keep up the good work. I know that you heard about the recent shakeup at BioWare. My question is to you, will the return of Casey Hudson influence any future DLC for Mass Effect Andromeda? Or can we just stick a fork in Andromeda and wait for another game for Mass Effect in the future?
Stick a fork in Mass Effect Andromeda. I mean, BioWare's already said it, so I don't see them going back and trying to force feed DLC into it. You know what? You made your mistake. Move on from it. You know, get get Anthem out the door and get it right when you do get out of the door. And then let's go back and look at Mass Effect and get that right, too. I think that would be the smartest approach for anything that Casey Hudson could do, because he's actually the studio head now for BioWare. So he gets final say on whatever BioWare is doing at this point, which I think is a good thing. So I'm very happy to see that move, that he went back to BioWare. And like I said, keep Dragon Age doing what you're doing there. Get Anthem out the door, and then let's get Mass Effect back on track and just go on from there. So, another question. Or did you have anything to say on that? I'm sorry.
No. I think I agree. I think, I think he's going to focus on maybe Anthem. I think that's the big game. That's what I think. They're going to focus on that.
Yeah, I do too. So, yep. So one of our mods, Tanya, shout out to Tanya, she is asking, what are your thoughts on the toxicity, am I saying that right, in online communities and threats to devs trying to be passed off as a joke? It's a pretty deep question. My thoughts on the on that is, I mean, that's unfortunately just the climate that we live in right now, with all these online communities being so toxic around most of these shooter games, which in a way promote a quote unquote an aggressive behavior. That's again why I'll just scale it back to Destiny for just a second. Why I like Destiny so much. It is a shooter, but it's a very friendly community for the most part. Whereas you see like in the Call of Duty communities and the Battlefield communities, PUBG communities, etc., it's a very competitive, aggressive environment. And then I can only imagine, coming from a female perspective, it's probably 20 times worse, something that I would experience even as an African-American. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I get it. And then with, like she's saying, with the devs kind of passing off as a joke, it's not a joke. It's real. It's real life. It happens. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know what the answer is to solve it, unfortunately. It has to be a thing of the community policing themselves and not tolerating people acting that way and talking that way, you know. And when you do see people being aggressive like that and being very toxic, they need to be reported. And that's where the publisher and the developer needs to step in. And these people need to be banned from the community. You know, so like I said, I don't know if that's the right way to handle it. I don't know if that's the answer to it. But to me, that would seem to be a smart first step to trying to solve the problem.
And you know, sometimes I ignore the situation because I don't want to focus on that. But at the same time, that's not the right way to solve it, too. So it's like I'm in the middle of like, man, should I say something or what? Because the thing is, I don't want to give those type of that type of negativity attention. You know, I give them like a spotlight, you know, but at the same time, we can't stay quiet about it, man. So I'm like torn about that, Paris.
Yeah. Yeah. So Naughty Fox is asking, he's saying, Paris or Danny, isn't there a 4K battle going on right now between Dolby versus HDR? So I know what this is. So what he's saying is there's two different HDR formats right now for 4K. There's Dolby Vision, and then there's the open source one, HDR10. Dolby Vision is the one that's kind of hard baked. Like certain companies have to make deal, like Vizio's made a deal with Dolby. I think LG's done it as well. Whereas someone like Sony and Samsung have not, and they just use the open source HDR10. As an example, PlayStation and Xbox for their HDR solutions, they've gone with HDR10, which is the open format. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It seems if you want to quote unquote protect yourself, try and get a television that does both. But if you have to get one that only does one format, get the one that does HDR10 because it's the more widely adopted one. Like, for example, Netflix, their 4K shows will do HDR in Dolby Vision. But if you don't have Dolby Vision, it will fall back to HDR10 again because it's the open source format. So I don't think it's a war so much as it was back with Blu-ray and HD DVD, whereas the loser, if you're going to be stuck like Chuck, I think there'll be some cross. All right, you can do HDR on this one, you can do that, and it'll fall back to the other one. But like I said, right now, if you're picking up a 4K TV, at a minimum, get one that does HDR10 and you'll be fine moving forward. But if you can find one that does Dolby Vision and HDR10, then go ahead and do that as well. Like when I had the Vizio television, it did both. It did Dolby Vision and HDR10. When I get my next 4K TV, hey, if it does Dolby Vision, that's great. But me personally as a consumer, I'm going to at least make sure it does HDR10. Because honestly, I've been looking at those Sony OLEDs lately. And like I said, they don't do Dolby Vision. And I don't feel like I'm going to miss out on anything if they just do HDR10.
I was reading a post here from Gadget Goblin. He wrote, Dolby Vision is Betamax, HDR10 is like VHS.
It is. He's right in that sense that Dolby Vision is the, like, again, Betamax is actually superior to VHS, right? As far as technology goes and all that. But VHS won out because it was the more widely adopted one. And it was the cheaper one, if I'm not mistaken. So in that scenario, like he's talking about, yeah, he's right. Because HDR10 is going to be more widely adopted. It's open source. So it's cheaper for these manufacturers to integrate into their systems and into their televisions, consoles, etc., that will take advantage of it. Because again, like I said, Xbox One X doesn't do Dolby Vision. It does HDR10. PlayStation 4 Pro does HDR10, doesn't do Dolby Vision. So again, the majority of people that are going to take advantage of HDR, at least in the gaming world, are going to be only getting it in HDR10. You see what I'm saying? So
Definitely.
Dolby Vision is the Betamax in that we'll look back 20 years from now and go, man, that Dolby Vision technology was vastly superior to HDR10, but everyone's on HDR10. And that's what will happen again.
Mm-hmm. What else we have here? Any other questions?
Looks like that's it. I think we've been going pretty long here. I'll just say as we wrap it up again, thank you everyone that's been here in chat room. Thank you everyone that's been listening. At 9 a.m. Pacific time, I'm going to be streaming the Destiny 2 beta, and I'm going to be playing right on through to 10 a.m. when the farm opens. So I'll be streaming that too. Walk around with the farm. I'm sure Trey will jump on with me and it'll be joining me for that. And then, yeah, I'll probably be playing, doing some multiplayer just the rest of Sunday, just because I want to capture some footage, and I'm going to put out a YouTube video next week and just give my overall thoughts on the beta and all that stuff. And again, just another reminder that we will have the community manager from Bungie Wednesday, 6:30 PM Pacific, 9:30 PM Eastern. Deej will be on the podcast from Bungie talking about Destiny 2 and just the last 3 years of Destiny, the community, and all that good stuff. And, you know, anyone that's been listening to the show for a while know it's always a good time when Deej comes on because he's really good at his job talking about Destiny.
and we do have more interviews. Hopefully it's coming up in the future too. So I'm working on a couple of things. And actually, Thursday, I'm flying out. I'm going out of town. I can't say where just yet, but I'm going out of town, and I'm not sure if I'm going to be streaming Friday morning because of my trip. Just stay tuned. Maybe I might. We'll see. Depending on the Wi-Fi, the location where I'm at, I'll probably stream a little bit there. So
I know where you're going.
What else, man?
I know where you're going, and I'm jealous.
I know. Originally, we were planning to go both, but
yeah,
it's all good.
Yeah,
all good.
I unfortunately can't attend, but yeah, I trust me. When he's allowed to talk about this, you guys are going to love it because I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. And hopefully I'll get some clips here. I know I can't stream at the event. I can't stream at all. So, you know, it's all good. It's all good. But Paris, I think we're doing really good, man, with Twitch overall, besides the whole technical issues that we've been having here and there. I think it's been great for all three of us, man.
Yeah, right? Yeah. We're having a great time doing this. You know, talked about it to death at this point. It was just the next logical step for us to get into the whole video scene and start doing streaming. And, you know, like I said, I've been doing YouTube stuff as well. So I'm excited about the future. And just again, people have been subscribing and following while we've been doing the podcast today. So if I haven't named you directly, thank you so much for following us on Twitch. Thank you for subscribing to us here on Twitch. We really appreciate it. And it's just going to help us grow. You know, it really is.
Now, a quick thing, because a lot of people are kind of confused that never probably heard of Twitch, Paris, for those podcast listeners. Can you tell them the difference between followers and subscribers? Because they probably are kind of like confused about it, just in case anybody out there are curious about Twitch.
Why don't you do it? Why are you putting me on the spot to do it?
I mean, no, because you're the one that put me on to this, because I didn't know much about the whole Twitch thing, you know, so that's why, you know, you're the Twitch pro here.
I'm the Twitch pro. I am no pro by any means. No, but a follower basically just means that you click follow. So anytime we go live, you can get a notification. You know, it gives us an idea of the people that are following the show, for lack of a better term. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now, if you're a subscriber, you're actually supporting the show financially, because you can spend $4.99 a month, and there's a $9.99 a month and a $24.99 a month, just different tiers, and you can unlock custom emotes, and we're working on some custom cheers. You'll get a custom sub badge and everything. It's just, you know, you're helping support Gamertag Radio in that way, because it allows us to be able to buy better equipment, you know, when mm-hmm. our travel budget, just things like that. So it'll help us get more content for the show, which obviously we'll pass along to you guys and everyone that subscribes to the show. Thank you so much. We truly appreciate it. You have no idea how much this means to us. And like I said, that money does not go in our pockets. That money goes back into the show to make it better, because trust me, we have some big ideas for some things that we want to do down the road. So every subscription we get helps.
Yeah, definitely, man. So, you know, shout out to everybody that's been following us and also subscribe the past few days, man, since the launch of our Twitch channel. So thanks a lot. And also podcast subscribers, thanks a lot, man. Thanks for still, you know, listening to the podcast and everything. That's like our baby, and that's going to be our focus, just the podcast. You know what I'm saying? So thanks for support.
One other thing. If you are an Amazon Prime subscriber, you can get a free Twitch subscription, and you can use that to support the show as well. Just want to point that out too.
All right, so head over to gamertagradio.com and listen to our past episodes, or play.it/gamertag. Listen to our shows over there. You can find us on Spotify, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and other podcast directories. And if you want, you can watch us live and be part of the show. Go to twitch.tv/gamertagradio, and you can watch us there. And we every Sunday morning, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, or Wednesday nights, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, all this and more. Wednesday is going to be... it's going to be crazy, Paris. Wednesday night, that's prime time, I think. Prime time. Hopefully, you guys will see us also on the front page of Twitch.tv during an interview with Deej, all about the community and post Destiny 2 beta. I'm excited about that. And that's about it, man. So we're going to wrap it up. You good, Paris? Anything else?
No, I think we're good. Again, thank you for everyone for hanging out today. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And yeah, this has been great, man. So again, just make sure you tune in next Wednesday, or this Wednesday, excuse me, 6:30 p.m. Pacific, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll have D. John from Bungie talking about Destiny 2.
Yep, definitely. All right, so we're out. Until next time. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.